Happy to have you with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here as we talk about grilling with beer today on the program. Lucy Saunders of Shorewood, Wisconsin, the author of three cookbooks, including the one we're talking about today. It's called Grilling with Beer, Base Barbecue Sauces, Mops, Marinades, and More, made with craft beer. And certainly one of the beer aficionados that I know, a good friend of mine, Jim Packard, joining us. And,
Prost, Larry, Prost.
Yes, Prost. Here we are in the midst of our drive, and we're asking for your support, Jim and I, as we go through this program. The number to call to make a contribution for Wisconsin Public Radio is 888-202-2552, or you can go online to WPR.org. Jim, what's our goal?
Our goal again today, Larry, is $9,000, which we plan to raise by 12:30. Meeting the goal will help make this program possible in the months to come, so your contribution of $60 or $120, any amount that you choose, will help us get there. So make your pledge right now. You can go online, WPR.org, or call us toll-free at 888-202-2552.
And in just a minute, we'll be talking with Lucy Saunders. She's got a great book. Wait till you hear about it. My mouth has been watering all morning as I've been looking through it. It's a wonderful book, and it's going to be a lot of fun to talk with her. She's an interesting person. We have a lot of interesting guests, as a matter of fact, here on the Ideas Net. I love the guests we have during the 11 to 12:30 time spot. You have the opportunity to hear opinions, comments. You can ask questions. And I tell you what, a lot of our support comes from listener contributions, not only in the form of questions from you, but also opening up your pocketbook and helping us out. So think about how much you enjoy this program, how much it enriches your life, and then make your contribution to support it. Do it online at WPR.org or go to 888-202-2552. And Jim, we have a great incentive.
Indeed. We've got an added incentive for your good deed today, a special thank you gift. When you donate $120 or more, you'll receive the book Grilling with Beer, Base Barbecue Sauces, Mops, Marinades, and More, made with craft beer by Lucy Saunders. And it is a book that includes wonderful recipes, including one for a salad that I'm going to refer to a little later on that is just so tempting. It's a rice a salad, but I won't go into it right now. I'll just say that this is a book that you're going to want to have, Grilling with Beer, Craft Beers, and you can do that right now when you pledge at WPR.org or call us at 888-202-2552.
I tell you, those sauces in there, too, look so good, and they're going to be so good with craft beers. We'll talk with her about that a little bit. But we try to hit, you know, here we are talking about beer today. We try to hit a lot of different topics and issues on the 11 to 12:30 time slot here as Jim and I put together programs. It might be gardening, it might be medicine, could be interpersonal relationships. We try to bring you shows that you'll find relevant, and I think WPR, Wisconsin Public Radio, touches your life, and because it does, I hope you'll make a contribution. You decide how much to give, frankly. Maybe you want to give $120 or maybe $250 or maybe it's $1,200 and join the Festa Minona at Larry's Little Italy on June 27th. We'll be talking some more about that later on, too. But a $1,200 contribution, we're running out of tickets for that one. So if you've been thinking about a $1,200 contribution, you might want to get in while you can. The number to call for any amount, 888-202-2552, or go online to WPR.org.
For a pledge of $120 or more, the WPR member card will also add some enrichment to your life with savings at restaurants, B&Bs, and cultural attractions around the state of Wisconsin. You may end up dining at restaurants or visiting places you hadn't thought of trying before, and it enables you to recoup the amount of your pledge. So if you're pledging $120, you go out to eat a couple times at 2-for-1, you're going to get that money back and more, and it'll enable us to present this kind of programming that you depend on every day. So why not make your pledge at WPR.org or call us at 888-202-2552.
You know, the only problem with that, Jim, there is a problem with that because
what is
once,
that, cutlery.
Once they get the Grilling with Beer cookbook, they're not going to want to eat out. They're going to be grilling breakfast, lunch,
you know,
dinner. There'll be no way that they'll want to go to a restaurant.
In order to avoid all the relatives and the neighbors coming by, they will have to escape once
they
in a
will.
While.
They will.
And take a trip. And when they do, the member card will be, you know, ready for them.
Ready for them. And, of course, the member card and the cookbook.
And the cookbook.
Together for a $120 contribution or more. So call us right now, 888-202-2552, or go online to WPR.org. And I tell you what, we're going to talk about grilling with craft beers right now with Lucy Saunders. Hi, Lucy.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here.
Thanks so much, Larry. I'm glad to be here.
I tell you what, I am really happy to have you here to talk about grilling with beer, and especially the craft beers, because I think we have so many wonderful craft beers in the state of Wisconsin, and really across the country. It's marvelous. I'm anxious and eager to talk about it. I know our listeners are too. And if you have a question, by the way, join us. That number to call is 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or you can email that same email address, talk@WPR.org. We'll be happy to get you on, I'll read your question, or you can tell us in person. And maybe, too, if you've got some experience with craft beers and cooking with craft beers, we'd love to hear what you have to say about that as well. So join in for that. And, you know, think back to the old days, the normal six-pack. You get the grill going, you sit there, and maybe add a little of that beer to the food along the way. But you're talking about something a little different.
It's true, because so many of the craft brewers are using ingredients that are food ingredients in their beer. They're using spices and herbs, berries, sometimes even nuts. There's all different kinds of classic food ingredients that are finding their way into craft beer, and that ties into the actual definition of craft beer. A craft beer is a brew that's made by somebody who's a small, independent, I think more like an artisan, more like a chef, somebody who is interested in flavor first and uses some of the traditional ingredients, barley, malts and yeast and hops, but also adds other things along the way to come up with something that's truly creative, truly original, and delicious. And that flavor profile is what I think really makes craft beer different, and the passion that goes into making it.
Yeah.
These people work really hard.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're like agricultural producers in that way. The life of a brewer is a lot like the life of a farm. You wake up at dawn and you're out there brewing.
Yep, that's exactly right. And you've been involved in this for a long time, 20 years?
20 plus years, right. I majored in baking and pastry, and then all that exposure to grain and yeast took a different tack, and I wound up writing about beer.
Oh, well, I'm glad you did, because you've got a wonderful cookbook here.
Thank you so much, Larry. It's a community cookbook for people who love barbecue and the flavors of grilled food. And a lot of these recipes were shared with me by different brewers from both Wisconsin and across the country, even Canada.
Mm-hmm. I love what Deb Carey, the founder and president of Nuglaris Brewery, who's been a guest on this program, as a matter of fact. I love what she said about your book. Which is on the book jacket, by the way. It says, this book requires an adult advisory. Readers may experience bouts of excessive drooling and uncontrollable urges to grill, followed by extensive beer pairings.
It's so true.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. And she may admit, may have had a little hand in the book in a way.
Absolutely. The beers that Dan Carey brews at Nuglaris Brewing Company give a lot of inspiration to a lot of us here in Wisconsin. You know that their beer is just distributed in the state of Wisconsin, and we're fortunate to have
beer.
It. There's a recipe called Fat Squirrel Sauté Based, and it takes the name from Fat Squirrel, which is a brown ale made by Nuglaris, and it uses peanut butter, yellow Thai curry paste, ginger, lime, a little bit of garlic and coconut milk. And that base is a little thicker, and you can use a brush to put that on your chicken or your shrimp. It's a really nice sauce.
I can't wait to try that one out.
Yeah, that's easy.
The sauces and the mops, and I saw a mop right away. I thought, wait a minute now, mops.
Yeah, well, that actually the base and mops are in the same chapter together, and I did that because they both fulfill the function of adding moisture while the food is grilling. While it's over the heat or using indirect heat, sometimes food can dry out, particularly some of the larger cuts like pork shoulder that are going to be on there for a while. So you use a baste, which is a little thicker and requires a brush to apply, or you can use a mop, which is very liquidy. It's almost like just beer with a few extra seasonings added, and you use one of those little string mops to actually apply it.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's the difference. It's the technique and the thickness.
The technique and the thickness. Okay. Yep. Well, I've got to believe now, I haven't tried a single one of these yet, because I just got your book, as a matter of fact. But I'm looking at these sauces and I'm thinking, man, with a craft beer, those sauces should really shine. You must have had fun putting this together.
Yes, it was actually a 5-year research period with lots of recipe taste testing and development, and followed by going to some different festivals around the country and abroad, because there are lots of festivals that showcase beer and barbecue together now. And that's it's a natural pairing, but outside of Wisconsin, it's still kind of a novelty, I think.
Well, I tell you, I like the fact that you have featured some of these festivals in the book as well, with some a little story about them and some great color photos.
Thank you. Yeah, it was fun putting that together. And I think that this book makes a great pledge gift, because it's so unique to Wisconsin, and yet it opens up a world of craft beer exploration that you can take on the road with you.
Yeah, and I tell you what, just from how do I say it? Not only what's inside the book, but the cover of the book was really interesting to me, because I find it's going to be very useful when it comes to actually having it out while you're working.
Yeah, it's a practical binding. It's handmade in Canada, where the book was printed, and it lays flat on the table. You can fold it and hold it with one hand when you're at the grill, and then when you close the book and put it on the shelf, the cover wraps around the coil, so that you can see the title and you're not just thinking, where did that book go?
Where did that book go? That's exactly right. I love that cover. Well, actually, I really like the book. You have great color photography. It's a great shots of not all the dishes, but many of the dishes in here that, like the Beer Bistro Apple Ale Ribs.
Yes, yes. That came from a chef in Toronto. And, you know, New Glarus Brewing Company just came out with an apple ale. It was one of their seasonals. I think it might be all gone now. Mm-hmm. But there are other apple ales out there, and you can use that in making the ribs. They're actually braised in the beer until they're absolutely meltingly tender. And then they're finished on the grills to get that crispy exterior. So it's a combination of oven braising and flash grilling.
That is wonderful. Well, and we started by talking, the first part of the book is, right away in the beginning, you talk about craft beers and a little about grilling and some tips on that. Then we get into the, I was going to say the meat, but it's really the sauce part of the base sauce and base part of the book. But explain what else we've got in the book.
Yeah, I really organized the book with the sort of general purpose sauces, mops, marinades, all towards the front of the book. And then towards the back of the book are the specific ingredients. Like if there's a chapter on seafood, there's a chapter on chicken and poultry, and there's a chapter on sides and salads. And there's some nice vegetable dishes, like a grilled corn and rice salad that's made with Pilsner, melted butter, different spices like chili powder and cilantro, and red bell pepper, corn, and rice.
I love that. And it looks great. Mm-hmm. Looks great in there. Well, Lucy Saunders is our guest. We're having some fun talking with her today about her book. The title is Grilling with Beer, and she really zeroes in on the craft beers in this particular cookbook of hers. It's her third cookbook. Really pleased to have her with us. If you'd like to join in with a question or a comment, or maybe you've got an experience to share about grilling with beer, we'd love to hear from you. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234, 800-642-1234, or you can email us, and the email address is talk@wpr.org. org. I'm Larry Mueller. Jim Packard, our producer, here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Talking grilling with beer. Grilling with craft beers, as a matter of fact, with Lucy Saunders of Shorewood, Wisconsin. She's the author of three cookbooks, as I mentioned, including this one that we're talking about, Grilling with Beer. Question or a comment, again, give us a call at 1-800-642-1234 or email at talk@wpr.org. The Ahlstrom brothers.
Yes, from beeradvocate.com.
Yeah, Jason and Todd, they raved about your coffee stout Q sauce.
Yeah, that's a wonderful, wonderful recipe. And there's a bunch of different coffee stouts out there. In fact, in Milwaukee, the Lakefront Brewery makes a coffee stout with a locally brewed, a locally roasted coffee. And I think that they are, you know, they bring together the roasty flavors that you associate with caramelized and roasted meats. You know, there is that little edge of sort of espresso, that little burnt edge that kind of mimics the browning that you get on the grill. And that's the natural match. So it's an easy recipe. It has a little sweetness from molasses, but a lot of Worcestershire hot pepper sauce, white pepper, black pepper, malt vinegar, and then, of course, the stout to bring it all together.
Oh, it sounds great. And they also raved about the herbed ale brats, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. In fact, Larry, I have to tell you, this whole chapter on bratwurst was inspired by you.
And, oh, my
goodness. And in fact, when I was on Wisconsin Public Radio, I didn't, and with my first cookbook, Cooking with Beer, I didn't have a recipe for cooking brats. And I had a somebody call in and say, how can you have a Cooking with Beer cookbook without a bratwurst recipe? So I have answered back with a whole chapter devoted to brats and beer. And the herbed ale brats is really simple. It's using a very mild pale ale. You wouldn't want to pull out your super hoppy and super expensive pale ale for this one, because you're going to be using 24 ounces along with herbs like parsley, marjoram, and then accented with a little minced garlic and minced dill pickles, which sounds kind of funny, but bring it all together and it's yummy.
I love the sound of that, too. Do you, when you grill, do you grill, I suppose you've got one of these great big fancy grills that looks like a small car.
No, in fact, I don't. I operate on a beer budget, and I have a old rusty grill that I lives in the yard year round. And in the middle of winter, sometimes I go out there and shovel off the snow and start grilling. So I'm a I have a little portable propane grill that I use in areas where there's drought, because I like to grill safely. But at the same time, I prefer the real taste of wood smoke and real charcoal. So I do have, that's my primary mode of grilling.
You're a woman after my own heart. I love, you know, I am not, I have not been a gas grill kind of guy.
But, you know, it's good to have a portable gas grill, because there are certain times when you go out and you're in nature, and yet there may be a drought condition or there's something flammable nearby. A propane gas grill won't shoot sparks. And so that's why I use that. In fact, Sprecher Brewery has a propane gas grill, a branded one that they just launched. And that's something that you can use for tailgating or pick up and take to the campsite.
Yeah, the camp. Yeah, I think you're right about that. But I tell you what, when you're at home, that old grill. Now, others will argue and say that, well, the gas, you get just the same flavor, but I'm not seeing it.
Well, I'll tell you what, there are new products out there that let you get that wood flavor. There are special wood chips in a can that you can put on your grill and get some smoke going. It's not the same thing, but it adds a little smoke as spice.
Lucy Saunders, our guest today, talking with her about grilling with beer. And we'll take some calls now. If you'd like to join in, again, the number to call, 1-800-642-1234. Or you can email us, and the email address is talk@wpr.org. So we'll get you on. Give us a call. We'll get you on the air pretty quickly here. The festivals. Now, did you visit? Tell us about the festivals you have in the book and yeah. so forth.
There are festivals devoted to craft beer all across the country. Probably the best known is the Great American Beer Festival that takes place in Colorado. That's one of the biggest. And in Wisconsin, the Great Taste of the Midwest, which takes place here in Madison mm-hmm. in August and is put on by the Madison Homebrewers and Tasters Guild. Now, those festivals, they usually have things like grilled bratwurst available, but there are some, there's a new breed of festival that brings together food and beer deliberately. And certainly there's a Bones and Brew Festival in Oregon that's all about barbecue. And there are also some beer festivals that blend a special event, such as Father's Day, with a grilling competition. I went up to the Liney Lodge in Chippewa Falls, and they had a cook-off there, a grilling competition as part of the what they call the family reunion at the Liney Lodge. Every year on Father's Day, they open up the gift shop, and fathers come, and the kids can pick out a little gift for dad, and dad gets to have a little sampling, and there's usually a different kind of bratwurst served every year. The year that I was there, it was a turkey bratwurst, believe it or not, and they marinated it and in beer and then grilled it up. It was lovely.
When they have... If I'm not mistaken, have a contest. You were a judge, were you not?
Yeah, I was a judge that year for the contest. This family reunion at the Liney Lodge holds different contests every year. And the year I was there, it was all about grilling. And there were several teams competing for the best recipe that put together a Liney beer with as an ingredient. Mm-hmm. And it was a lot of fun. Contestants included tavern operators as well as just home cooks, and everybody had a blast.
I love judging those kinds of contests. They're a lot of fun to judge.
They are fun.
Well, let's take a call from Lenny in De Pere. Lenny, hi. Thanks for calling.
I was wondering if there's any recipes in your book that integrate vegetables with beer in your...
Absolutely. I'm a big believer in the flavors of vegetables going really well with beer because there's some definite harmonies. I made a brined grilled eggplant that's brined in a triple ale with chopped mint, marjoram garlic, and then it's dusted with pine nuts and grilled. It's a really tasty recipe. And I also make some different salads with beer. There's a beer potato salad, a brewer's mustard coleslaw, and also a barbecue beans recipe that uses Rauch beer, which is a smoked beer made with smoked barley malt.
Ooh.
And that is yummy. And so there's lots of different ways that you can use beer with vegetables. You can also...
You got a coleslaw in here, too.
Yeah. You can also use any of the marinades at the beginning of the book with mixed vegetables. For example, I like to sometimes cut up peppers and portobello mushrooms and all different kinds of, a couple different kinds of onions, and toss them in one of the beer-based marinades, let them sit for an hour or so, and then put them on the grill. It's very easy.
Sounds great.
You're going to like it, Lenny.
All right. Support public radio.
Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. And that's right. I just mentioned again in passing here that with Lucy's book, if you contribute $120 or more during the program, we will be happy to send you a copy of Grilling with Beer. And you're not going to get the book on Amazon, for example.
I don't sell the book on Amazon. There's a few people who are attempting to sell used copies, but they are charging quite a bit more. In fact, in the range of $30 per book. So it's definitely what's your donation to Wisconsin Public Radio with the wonderful card that gives you those member benefits will extend your pleasure for grilling with beer all year round because you'll be able to support Wisconsin Public Radio by dining out.
And that number is 888-202-2552 to make your contribution along those lines. But if you have a question or a comment, I'd love to hear from some experiences with cooking with beer. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234 or email at talk@wpr.org. You know, for a lot of people, even though craft beers have become are becoming more and more popular, there are still a lot of people that are, well, you know, I don't know if I want to fool around with those craft beers. But I tell you what, using them in cooking,
It's a good bridge. It's a good introduction. You can get a six-pack of a wonderful craft beer for just a few dollars more than the mainstream brands. And the flavors are so intense, you can sip them and savor them over the course of the meal. They really become part of the meal. It definitely adds to the flavors of whatever it is that you're preparing. I think there's a beer style. There are more than 175 beer styles out there now. So there's definitely a beer for whatever it is that you want to make, including Italian food. I'm looking at this menu that you're going to be doing.
Oh.
Tell us about the special Festa Monona.
Oh, the Festa Monona. That'll be coming. We'll be doing that on June 27th, where we have Wisconsin Public Radio listeners will be coming from all over the state to Larry's Little Italy on Lake Monona, and we'll be having a lot of talk, but also a great menu that Patrick O'Halloran of Lombardino's Restaurant will be preparing. And we've got chicken panzanella and wood-grilled beef tenderloin and avocado and watercress potato salad and market green salad and buttermilk panna cotta. Now, can you pair beers with those recipes?
Yeah, Larry, I think there's a beer for each one of those dishes, and I'll run through it really quickly, and certainly we'll start with the chicken panzanella. Well, you've got roasted chicken, so you've got that caramelized flavor, but it's not too intense because the chicken's kind of sweet. Along with rustic croutons, I'm guessing those are kind of big and toasty, mm-hmm. and arugula, which is a little bitter. I'd blend all those flavors together and think about something refreshing, maybe a little yeasty, like the Capital Brewery Island Wheat Beer, which is actually it's a good one. And it's actually made with a Wisconsin agricultural product, organic wheat grown on Washington Island. So it's got that link to the state of Wisconsin and would be a great first course.
All right, and we'll get some more out of you. We'll get some more advice from you on those in a few more minutes, Lucy. But I want to take some calls because Brian's been waiting a little while. Brian and Madison, hi, thank you for calling.
Good morning. How are you today?
Great. Thanks for calling.
I wanted to share an experience and ask a question, I guess. I made a brined turkey breast that tried to smoke on a Weber. Mm-hmm. That was just dynamite. I used Kolsch beer in and some various spices. And my question is, particularly with Belgian beers, is it important to make sure you don't get any of the yeast in these sauces and mops?
That's a good question because it depends on whether you're cooking or using it as a marinade where your other ingredients are going to blend with that yeasty flavor. With the eggplant that I mentioned that uses the Belgian triple style, the vegetal flavor of the eggplant blends really well with that yeasty flavor of the triple.
Oh.
And it's used as a marinade, so you don't have to worry about it. Now, if you were cooking and reducing that Belgian triple, that might be a little too intense, and you'd want to try a milder style of beer. The Kolsch style that you mentioned is a European style that is actually a specialty of Cologne in Germany, and I think it's got that slightly floral Swedish edge that makes it a really good meld for turkey. So that sounds like a really good combination.
Yeah, it was dynamite. It was I've grilled those frozen turkey breasts before, and the brining just made it look spectacular.
Oh yeah.
And it was so incredibly moist. It was just dynamite. So
that's excellent,
great.
Brian.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call, Brian. And you can join in too with your questions at 800-642-1234. Give us a call. Jim Packer joining us for just a couple of minutes here. And, Jim, we are asking folks to contribute during this 11 to 12:30 time slot. We've had some contributors so far, but I want to make a special request. If you have not contributed yet, I hope you will do it. The number to call is 888-202-2552 or go online to WPR.org. Jim, we're making some progress. We're moving along here.
That's right, Larry. We've got a goal of $9,000, and so far we've raised over $1,000. We're about $7,900 to go.
Cool.
And we have about 53 minutes to do it, so I think it's a manageable goal, but it requires your call right now at 888-202-2552, or you can go online at WPR.org.
Give us a call. You give to Wisconsin Public Radio to support the programs, of course, but as an added incentive, as we've been talking about here, if you contribute $120 or more, you'll receive the book Grilling with Beer, Base, Barbecue Sauces, Mops, Marinades, and More, made with craft beer by Lucy Saunders, who's with us today. So I hope you'll contribute now at 1-888-202-2552. Jim, you know, I always have trouble with these numbers because the numbers are right in front of me and they're only a foot high. You know, it's hard to remember, you know, 888-202-2552 or go online to WPR.org. And Jim, I'm hearing some music in the background.
Indeed. I can hear the gondola just singing out. The gondola operator, he's looking for Larry's house.
He's on his way.
He's paddling on Monona.
He's paddling on Monona.
It's the Festa Italiana Monona.
The Festa Italiana Monona at Larry's Little Italy. We have, I think, six pairs or seven pairs of tickets left, and that's it. Once they're gone, and that's all there is to it. So we'll be meeting on June 27th, a great group of people from Wisconsin Public Radio. Jim will be there. I'll be there. Joy Cardine, Cheryl will be there as well. Scott Craven and Candy, his wife, will be there as well. We'll have a wonderful dinner prepared by the folks at Lombardino's restaurant. Patrick O'Halloran has a national reputation for his chef skills. Chicken panzanella, wood-grilled beef tenderloin salad, an avocado and watercress potato salad, market green salad, buttermilk panna cotta. It's an Italian dessert. It's made by simmering together a cream, milk, and sugar, and you're mixing this with the gelatin. Let it cool until it's set. Put a little berry compote on it, Jim, and there you have it. A great meal. We'll do some gondola rides in my 18-foot.
You're tricked out to gondola
with a 150 horse motor on it. They'll be a little faster than the rowing kind, but we'll get people around the lake. All of that for a $1,200 contribution, you and a guest. But, you know, not everybody's going to be able to make it, Jim. And for those who don't want to contribute or can't contribute $1,200, other things, I mean, there's other ways you can do it.
Well, let's cut it down to $120. And at that point, you donate that and you'll receive the book Grilling with Beer, Bastes, Barbecue Sauces, Mops, Marinades, and More, made with craft beer, written by Lucy Saunders, who has a wonderful hand with recipes. I'm looking at one for grilled corn and rice salad, and it involves taking some lager, melted butter, salt, pepper, and chili powder. And you mix that up, and then you brush that on ears of corn, put that on the grill. While you're doing that, you mix up some red bell pepper, cilantro, onion, tomato, and cooked rice in a large serving dish. You cut the kernels away and put it all together, and it makes a salad that is just to die for. Is that right, Lucy?
Yes, it's very good, and I appreciate that. And, you know, we like to think that we live on a beer budget at our house, but I feel good being here because I made my donation to Wisconsin Public Radio. And I called 888-202-2552 from my cell phone, and I was able to do it very quickly and easily. It was nice, and I feel good being here, having been able to do that.
We're very pleased to have you here, and we'll be pleased to get your call with your pledge at either 888-202-2552 or go online at WPR.org.
Please do it right now, 888-202-2552 or go online to WPR.org. And if you have a question, we just lost a couple of callers here, unfortunately, but we'll get them back. Give us a call right now. Lucy will answer your questions or your comments. I know there was a question relating to chicken that I really would like to get that caller back. It's 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us with your question, and the email address is talk@wpr.org.
You know, there's a chicken recipe I'd like to talk about a bit.
Is there?
Yeah, it's called the Spicy Brown Ale Brined Wings.
Mm.
And it's a really hot sauce. But did you know that wings are one of the most popular tailgate foods out there? A lot of people just stick with the frozen variety, but it's so easy to make your own. And the nice thing about these brown ale brined wings is that the ale actually soaks into the chicken, and the malt will caramelize on the surface.
Ooh.
So even though you're cooking these on the grill, the skin gets as crispy, almost as if they've been tossed into a fryer, but instead they've been grilled. It's a lot more healthful.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm still surprised that we haven't gotten some recipes or some comments from folks yet about what they're... We've only had one or two along those lines about what folks do with their cooking with beer. So if you've got a question or maybe you've got a suggestion, the number 1-800-642-1234 or email us at talk@WPR.org. And we'd love to hear from you and get your own input into this as well. So, well, ribs, you know, you mentioned the brats, but ribs really are great on the grill. And
they are classic summertime cooking.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. and what about some more rib recipes and some more ways to use craft beers with ribs?
Right, right. There's actually a wonderful recipe for stout smoked ribs. You know, one of the things about ribs is they take a while to cook and become tender. So when you're doing them on a grill, you want to have a drip pan. The drip pan is set on the coals underneath the grate, and you fill it with wood chips and a little bit of beer so that as the ribs are slowly cooking over this indirect heat, mm-hmm. the fat drips into the drip pan. The stout keeps it from burning, and then it releases some stout-flavored steam.
Ooh.
So the ribs become really, really tender. And then you use a spice rub on top of the ribs that kind of get nice and crunchy. It's a kosher salt, cayenne pepper, ground black pepper, a little dark brown sugar, some pasilla chilies, which are really wonderful. And then you finish it up with a little chipotles on adobo and for the sauce.
Oh. That sounds so good. I tell you what, Dave in Madison has a question or comment, so I want to go to Dave. Dave, hello. Thank you for calling.
Hello there. Thank you for the program.
Sure.
My question is, I don't drink alcohol, but I enjoy non-alcoholic beer. Is non-alcoholic beer okay to use in these different recipes, or does the alcohol do something in the cooking process?
In a couple,
I'll listen off the air. Yeah, thank you very much.
Thanks,
Dave.
Thank
you. Yeah, I think that the in certain cases, the alcohol in the beer contributes a flavor note. It's actually a peppery flavor, but it for people who don't drink alcohol, you can use a non-alcoholic beer. And my suggestions for making those pairings would be to stick with the recipes that use more of the Pilsner styles, because most of the non-alcoholic beers out there are only available in the Pilsner style, right?
Yeah.
So look for the recipes that use lager, a light lager.
Mm-hmm. All right. So there you have it, Dave. Thank you for calling. Let's go to Dolores in Kenosha. Hi, Dolores.
Oh, hi. I have a question. Do you have any recipes for beer breads?
Yes.
On the grill?
Oh, yes, I do. There's a great recipe for a hazelnut flatbread that's grilled, and it's kind of fun because this particular recipe has some step-by-step photography that show how you can assemble it and put it on the grill. It's just a basic bread flour dough made with brown ale in the dough. And using a little mixture of cream and olive oil to rub on the bread so that it doesn't dry out mm-hmm. in the grill. You know, that's one of the mm-hmm. things that sometimes happens. That heat is very dry. So I also recommend cooking it on a pizza stone that you've soaked in water so that stone will release some steam and make sure that the bread stays nice and moist and tender. And then you decorate the top of the bread with a little chopped sage and some chopped hazelnuts.
Oh, this looks great. It's on page 162 and 3 of your book.
Yeah, grilled, herbed hazelnut flatbread.
Oh, it looks
sounds
good.
Delicious. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling, Dolores. Appreciate your call. Oh, that looks good. You can join us, too, at 1-800-642-1234 or email at talk@WPR.org. This, by the way, is a 218-page book, and so it's not It's handy in terms of its size, but it's packed with a lot of great information and a lot of great recipes. And you've got even a cook's guide to beer styles in the back of the book, too.
Yeah, it's true. It's a completely unofficial guide to beer styles. No self-respecting beer judge would necessarily use it, because I'm looking at beer from the perspective of flavor and how well you can use it as a cooking ingredient in these different styles. So I give people profiles, what to expect in terms of the flavors when they're opening up a brown ale. For example, I say that there's usually, with a brown ale, you have these big malt flavors that are balanced with hops bitterness, usually a bit more caramel and roasted notes added to the recipe.
Yeah.
The darker malt content also contributes to faster, darker browning on the grill. So some brown ales will actually accentuate the browning. So if you've got that turkey breast, for example, and you put it on the grill and you've used a brown ale, well, you'll get this wonderful mahogany color of the turkey skin when it's cooked. It'll be really nice.
Oh, I like that. And you also, I see, now I hadn't noticed this before, you have a mail order resources in the back of the book, too, an appendix.
Yeah, I like to use ingredients that might be a little bit unfamiliar, but some of the spices for making your own spice rubs, you can get by mail order. So all of those resources are listed in the book.
Yeah, that's great. Well, let's take another call. Tyler in Monona, your turn. Hi, Tyler.
Thanks for talking to me.
Sure.
I'm trying to eat more salmon and wondering what the best way to cook salmon with beer would be.
I have an easy salmon recipe. It's called Porter Ginger Salmon Skewers.
Mm.
And what's easy about it is that you can stretch your portions by skewering your salmon with different vegetables like sweet onion, red bell pepper, and portobello mushrooms. And you assemble these skewers with chunks of salmon. And that way you can use one moderate-sized fillet to actually make 4 to 6 servings. So you marinate it in some porter, minced ginger, minced garlic, a little bit of soy sauce, and dust it with a little bit of oil before you stick it on the grill. salmon can stick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds great.
Thank you.
It sounds good to me, too. Thanks a lot for calling, Tyler. Appreciate your call. And you can join in, of course, too, at 1-800-642-1234. I'm Larry Mueller, with Lucy Saunders, author of our book today, Grilling with Beer, here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Talking cooking with beer today with our guest, Lucy Saunders. Really glad to have her with us today as we visit about all the great things that you can do on the grill with beer and sauces and main courses and salads. There's so much to get from this book, which, as I mentioned, I think I mentioned, is 215 pages. It's it's a nice, handy size, but there's a lot of information packed in. And what I really enjoy are the color photos of the various recipes and the festivals and so forth. Really great, and it's a great gift to go along with a contribution here at 888-202-2552. If you haven't contributed yet, I hope you'll join in with a contribution right now at 888-202-2552 or go online to WPR.org. Jim Packard back with us. Jim, where are we at now on the fundraising effort here?
I just have to raise my numbers here because it's the goal is $9,000, and we're about almost halfway there. We've got a little more than $5,000 to go before 12:30 to meet that goal. So we hope that you'll take the opportunity to make your pledge right now. Wisconsin Public Radio is listener-supported, so you can make your pledge securely online at WPR.org, or you can call us toll-free at 888-202-2552.
Lucy Saunders has done a great job. There has not been a question that where she's even paused or hesitated. She's right there like that with an answer on the beer pairings for all kinds of dishes. She's answered some great questions like how to cook with salmon, for example. You may have a question, too, and I hope you'll join in as we go along here and ask your question. But take a minute right now and contribute to Wisconsin Public Radio, and I tell you what, any amount, but $120 contribution or more will get you a copy of her book along with a member benefit card. And if you can go to $1,200, you will be on Lake Monona with Larry at Larry's home, Festa Monona. And, you know, Lucy, you said that you could pair up beer with any of the items on the menu. We mentioned chicken panzanella. What about the wood-grilled beef tenderloin salad? What do you have? What do you have for that?
Well, you know, as soon as I saw that wood-grilled beef, I thought, what could go with that? Well, there's a trend now with craft brewers using barrels of different kinds, whether it's wine barrels or distilled spirits barrels. And one of the Wisconsin craft brewers who was first to do this is Tyranina Brewing Company of Lake Mills.
Wow.
And they have a wonderful beer called Rocky's Revenge Barrel-Aged Brown Ale. And I think that would just be an awesome pair with this beef tenderloin salad because it's got the brown ale sweetness to handle things like the roasted beets, but that little bit of a hint of wood aging from the time that it spends in the old bourbon barrel will make it go really well with the char of the wood grill and that dressing that's made with creamy horseradish that's a little peppery.
Well, there she's got answers right off the top of her head, Jim. It's amazing to me. I tell you what, maybe we'll try to pair some of those beers. I know we're going to have some great wines from Wallersheim Wineries, but why not beer as well?
Exactly. Bring it on.
$1,200 contribution. Give us a call at 888-202-2552 or go online to WPR.org.
And again, when you donate $120 or more, you'll receive the book Grilling with Beer, Base Barbecue Sauces, Mops, Marinades, and More Made with Craft Beer by Lucy Saunders, as well as the member benefit card. You'll be able to recoup the amount of your investment over the next year by going out for two-for-one dining or two nights for one at several bed and breakfasts and reduced admissions at various cultural attractions around the state of Wisconsin. But Lucy's book has got some great sections, and I'll just run through them. Barbecue sauces, brew bastes, grill glazes, ribs and rubs, malty marinades and brines, brew birds, seared seafood, sides and salads, burgers, chops and steaks, and then finally brats in beer. So it's a wonderful collection of recipes and reviews of various festivals around the United States, and also makes mention of her experience at the Writer's Colony at Dairy Hollow in Arkansas, where Crescent Dragon Wagon is the woman who cooks with beer down there.
Right. Actually, it was founded by Crescent Dragon Wagon, who's a prominent cookbook author and food writer. And the Writer's Colony now encompasses many areas of the arts, including recording arts and music. And it also has a little cabin that's set up with a grill on the deck, and that's where I stayed testing recipes and working on recipes for this cookbook. It was a really magical time.
And it's a magical book. Give us a call with your contributions at 888-202-2552 or go online to WPR.org, and we'll be happy to send you a copy of the book with a contribution of $120 or more. And I bet you today as you listen, you might have heard something, one of the recipes or one of the tips that Lucy's had that you might want to share or pass on to a friend. And I tell you, you can do that. You can even actually say, well, why don't you just go online to WPR.org and go to Conversations with Larry Mueller, and they can hear the conversation themselves, because we've spent some money to really upgrade our website. And that's one of the costs we have of doing business. You can listen to any show from the past years and hear it again, or you can recommend it to a friend. Say, go online and listen to that show. I heard it today, and there's a great recipe in there. All of that costs money, and the money comes from you primarily. So I hope you'll call in with a contribution. Help us along those lines. 888-202-2552 or go online to WPR.org.
I like Elizabeth's comment from Camp Douglas. WPR is my companion on lonely days when my husband is away from home, Larry.
Well, I like that.
So pledge for Larry, pledge for the show, pledge for the guests, and a pledge because you enjoy and rely on the program for your information and entertainment. And you can do that with a pledge of $120 or more, or whatever you feel you can afford at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Well, now, I hope when Elizabeth tells her husband that she's spent the time with
Larry,
me,
yeah,
while she's while he's away, that she'll make it clear.
Yeah. Well, we hope so.
We want to make that clear. Oh, what? I tell you what, Benjamin and Madison listens all the time. I only wish that my enjoyment of Wisconsin Public Radio will transcend to my children. I'm hoping for that and other future listeners. He is throwing out a little challenge there to the kids and to other listeners here at Wisconsin Public Radio to make a contribution. If you haven't contributed yet, boy, this would be a great time to do it. We've had 37 folks call in with contributions. 19 of them are new members, never contributed before. And about, 8 out of 10 or 9 out of 10 people who listen to Wisconsin Public Radio have not contributed before. So there's a great untapped resource out there, Jim.
Untapped.
And we want to untap right now. We want to untap it right now. And tapping is the perfect word to use, I think, on a day when we're talking about beer. The number to call, untap your resources here at 888-202-2552 or go online to WPR.org. Don't waste a minute.
Larry, $3,280 is what we need to reach the goal of $9,000. So we're making good progress, about two-thirds of the way there. You can help us get to our goal of $9,000 and keep this drive on track with your pledge at 888-202-2552 or go online securely at WPR.org.
And someone just bought a ticket, Jim, to Festa Monona. So we have just, there's one fewer ticket to around there. So I tell you what, the $1,200 contribution, there's still a few tickets left, but don't wait. If act now. Call at 888-202-2552. And I tell you what, Lucy Saunders will stay right with us, and she'll be answering more of your questions and take your comments right after this look at the news. Talking grilling with craft beers today with Lucy Saunders. Lucy's book is entitled Grilling with Beer, Base Barbecue Sauces, Mops, Marinades, and More Made with Craft Beer. We're really pleased to have her with us today. And certainly, if you have a question, give us a call at 1-800-642-1234 or shoot us an email at talk@WPR.org. Stephen in Oregon is up next. So let's go to Stephen. Stephen, thank you for waiting. Hello.
Oh, my pleasure. How are you doing today?
Great. Thanks for calling.
Awesome show. Experience I had and then a question. I'm a brewer down at New Glarus Brewing Company.
Oh, cool.
Cool.
Yeah, and we had a couple of years ago a beer called Enigma, which is a sour ale, and there was also cherries involved in the brewing.
Right.
So kind of a sour cherry. It was really, really nice.
Kind of think modeling it on the lambic side of the world. Of
yeah,
brewing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Which I typically don't go for a whole lot. I can't drink a lot. You know, I can't drink more than one bottle.
Mm-hmm. So maybe it was more like a goose.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But what worked out really well, a friend of mine got me some venison steaks.
Ooh.
And marinating the venison in the Enigma overnight and then throwing it on. We went camping the next that weekend and threw it in a fire. Oh, my. It was amazing. Really, really took the gaminess out of it and just made it a wonderful meal.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, it is. So, that's a great thing. Now, what was your question about that?
Well, my question is, I also just pledged, and we'll be getting your book soon. Do you do much with venison and other wild game?
Well, actually, in the cookbook, there are some meat recipes and marinade recipes that could certainly be applied to wild game. The goose style that you mentioned is so intensely sour that I actually didn't call for it specifically in some of the recipes.
Right.
But you could definitely, as a home cook, come up with a substitution that works for the spices that you've got in your cabinet and make a marinade that would add that complement that wonderful sour flavor. I'm thinking some citrus peel, perhaps maybe some shallots to kind of counteract a little bit of the sourness, maybe a little mustard to kind of play up the sharpness of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are all flavors that I would think would be complementary to a good style. So, And I don't know if I'm really pronouncing it right. It's probably with my Wisconsin accent superimposed. But definitely, I think we're lucky to live in Wisconsin where we have so many wonderful craft beers.
Really,
and that cherry beer.
Oh, from Wisconsin. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we have the cherry, Wisconsin cherry beer down there.
Yeah, that's
good too.
Well, Stephen, thank you so much for calling. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Stephen.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate the call very much. And again, you can join us at 800-642-1234 or email at talk@wpr.org. You know, while I'm thinking about it, the dinner, and we have a few tickets left for the dinner, but you have given us some beers for chicken panzanella and for the wood-grilled beef tenderloin salad, which was beets and gorgonzola and bacon and creamy horseradish. What about something like an avocado and watercress potato salad that we'll also be serving on June 27th? What are we going to have with that?
You know, Larry, I think avocado is one of those great, great vegetables because it's got a little sweetness, a little creaminess. It almost feels, very filling. With an avocado and watercress potato salad, they've got a rice wine vinegar and olive oil dressing. Now, that's going to be a little on the tangy side. And so I was thinking of an ale that would have a malt base that would be a little bit sweet, but there would also be some peppery tones. And in fact, there is a Wisconsin craft beer brewed with black pepper. Did you know that?
Oh, I did not know
that. Yeah, they've tapped into the spice cabinet. And that's the Furthermore Brewing Company Knot Stock Ale. And that would be my choice for the avocado and watercress potato salad because I think watercress also has a little peppery bite. You know, you mm-hmm. bite into some watercress and it's almost like somebody put a little freshly ground black pepper on those leaves without you seeing it.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about... You talked a little about the market green salad, I think, earlier, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I did. I was thinking that something that would be a little more along the lines of a red ale would be good with that to kind of set off the goat cheese. Goat cheese can be a little, if you pair it with a Belgian-style beer, sometimes it might taste a little chalky.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So with the goat cheese in that market green salad, I would go for a nice big malty ale. And in this case, Central Waters Brewing Company, which is out of Amherst, Wisconsin, they make something called Wisconsin Red. And that would be my pick.
And might as well carry this on. These are the chicken panzanella, the tenderloin salad, the avocado and watercress potato salad, the market green salad. These are all going to be served at our dinner party on Wisconsin Public Radio dinner party at my home on June 27th. But there's also a dessert, a buttermilk panna cotta. You know, it's cream and milk and sugar. You mix this with gelatin, let it cool. You add a berry compote to it. So it's going to be a wonderful dessert. But is there a beer that would go with that?
Well, there's a couple ways you could approach that. You could think in terms of what do you typically serve at an Italian dinner with dessert, why you have a little demi-tasse of espresso. Uh-huh. So you might want to think in terms of an ultra-rich, velvety, dark chocolate stout.
Ooh.
Right. Something that's got some of those roasty flavors. Or you might go with the dressing for the dessert, which is the wild berry compote. Now, if they're going to have a berry compote that includes raspberries, well, there are a couple of breweries that make beer with raspberries, and one of them is, again, New Glarus. They have a beer called Raspberry Tart. It's a little on the sweet side. Would go very well with the panna cotta and the compote, so it would kind of mix that in.
So we've got a beer. We've got 5 different things in the in this menu, and there's a different beer for each and every one.
And with a little more time, I'm sure I could come up with even more possible pairings, but you put me on the spot, Larry.
Oh, man.
And, we're putting people on the spot here because I'm here as a guest because I'm passionate about craft beer and I love living in Wisconsin. I think Wisconsin is truly blessed to have the agricultural heritage that it does and craft brewers who are definitely part of that agricultural heritage. In fact, there's even a farmstead brewery near here, Lake Louis Brewing Company.
That's right.
On a farmstead, yeah.
And I've had the brewmaster, the owner of Lake Louis, right here in the studio with me.
That's
he brought
great.
Some beer in
That's
too.
Great. So I think people who love Wisconsin craft beer can definitely call in and support Wisconsin Public Radio because it's part of just bringing it all together for a better beer and food experience.
And I'm seeing that many of the craft beers are using organic. Products, organic wheat, you see,
organic malts, organic hops. Yeah, Lakefront Brewery out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, was one of the very first to offer an organic ESB, and I think that's important for people. There's also some beers out there now that are made without malt for people with celiac issues, and so the brewers are really trying to create and respond to what's happening in the food world. Here in Madison, you have several restaurants such as Brasserie V over on Monroe Avenue. They have a Wisconsin cheese plate, and they offer many different kinds of Wisconsin beers to go along with.
Mm-hmm.
I had a wonderful grilled cheese sandwich, their croque monsieur. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, Lombardino's has too.
Yeah.
Another one of the great restaurants in town that serves up a lot of those beers that are just so wonderful. Well, let's take a look at. I'm not going to mention a recipe here. I'm going to ask you to pick your favorite. Can you pick a favorite from among the main courses that you have in your book?
Yeah, absolutely. I really like to think about progression of flavors, and I think that there are some different kinds of flavors that you get from one of the classics of American craft beer styles are the IPAs, American IPAs. They are big. They are spicy. They have this. A lot of times they use a particular style of hop called Cascade, and those Cascade hops have a definite grapefruit zest. So I have a recipe for red eye rib eye steaks.
Ooh.
That uses minced garlic, minced red onion, hot pepper sauce, 2 tablespoons of grapefruit juice, and there's your bridge ingredient to meld with the flavors of a hoppy beer. Adding a little bit of molasses and spicy mustard to kind of thicken up that marinade. And it's an easy recipe, very fast to put together, but goes really well. And that's one of the things that people really enjoy, that particular recipe. The other is a malt monster shrimp. And the malt flavor, just shrimp typically turns a little orangey on the grill. Well, with this wonderful Bock beer, you know, Point Brewery is famous for its Bock, as are many other breweries in the state of Wisconsin. And they have this particular Bock is matched with a little fresh squeezed orange juice, fresh flat leaf parsley, toasted sesame chili oil, and then you blend that all together in a blender and marinate your large shrimp and thread them onto skewers and put them on the grill. That's a fantastic appetizer. Very easy.
And the cooking time on that is really fast on
yeah,
shrimp.
Just about 2 minutes on each side because they, even with the jumbo shrimp, they cook up very fast.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy, I so love these recipes. I really can't wait to get out there and try them out. You've got something, Blues Brews and Barbecues at Mount
Maunganui. Right?
Maunganui in New Zealand?
Right. I was lucky enough to travel to New Zealand and experience that particular beer festival. New Zealanders, of course, eat a lot of lamb. Mm-hmm. And so we had grilled lamb shanks. We had grilled lamb chops. We had grilled lamb loins. you name the lamb and we had it. It was wonderful.
Oh, well, and you've got some great photos in the book And a story about the whole festival.
Yeah, yeah. And part of that is because they've combined at that particular festival the brews and the blues aspect. So they have live music throughout and barbecue stands on the periphery of the festival grounds. So people who are hungry can just roam around the edges and find some different drink and some different barbecue and then carry it back to their tents or their blankets that they've set up on the lawn and listen to the music. So it's a wonderful festival that spans 3 days.
And something like 12,000 people attended as well.
Yeah.
You know, the one thing that I would like about I'd love to have the Midwest Brewfest folks do. And by the way, the Midwest Brewfest is about 400 yards from my house. So
can you wave at us?
Oh, I'm over there and participating. Yeah. Yeah, in it as well. But the one thing I wish they would do is to try and do a little more with the food and combine
they've
the food
started
and
the beer. They've started that. In fact, a friend of mine, a chef named Rick Martin, actually did a cooking demonstration there last year and paired paired it with some cheeses, I believe, from Willie Lehner, Blue Mounds Dairy. So
well, see, that was my fault. I missed it this past year because I was a little late getting after the tickets.
They are in demand.
You have to. You have like a few hours to get the tickets.
I know. It's a lottery system. We all get to play.
We all get to play. Well, one of the big players is Jim Packard. Jim's a big player in a lot of things. And he's certainly a big player here at Wisconsin Public Radio. And he is back to let us know how we're doing on our pledge drive. And Jim, $9,000 or $10,000 we need to make to make our goals. And
I think we can do it, Larry, because we've got about $1,200 left to raise to make the goal. So we're doing fine, and we've got 10 minutes to convince you to make your pledge. And you can do that at 888-202-2552, or you can go online at WPR.org.
Do it right now. Make your contribution. We'd love to hear from you. We're listener-supported here at Wisconsin Public Radio, so you can help support Wisconsin Public Radio by pledging online at WPR.org right now. Give an amount that's comfortable for you. We've had a variety. I mean, we've had $30 contributions or $35 contributions. We've had some people giving $60 a year. Some give $100. Some give $1,000. And we've had somebody give $1,200 today during the program. Excuse me. So whatever the amount, we will use your contribution to help pay our bills. You will stay informed, enlightened, and we entertain. What an entertaining hour and a half we've had here with Lucy. It's been just wonderful. And I hope you enjoy it, too. And if you do, and if you have, help us out with a contribution at 888-202-2552 or go online to WPR.org.
You give to WPR to support the programs that you enjoy, but as an added incentive for your donation right now, we'll send you the book Grilling with Beer, based barbecue sauces, mops, marinades, and more made with craft beer, written by Lucy Saunders. It's available for a $120 pledge, $10 a month. You get the book and you get the member benefit card as well. So give at WPR.org or call us at 888-202-2552.
And Jim, you know, we have 56 people who have called in with a contribution so far during the program, and 29 new contributors who have not contributed before. We've raised $7,914. So with a $9,000 goal, we have $1,086 to go. I would hate not to make that particular goal. It's a reachable goal, but only with your help. Actually, we could do it with just one person calling in and contributing $1,200 to the Festa Minona at Larry's Little Italy, the dinner on June 27th. You and a guest will be invited, and there'll be lots of people from Wisconsin Public Radio and lots of people from around the state who listen to Wisconsin Public Radio. One of the big fun things about this event, which we've done in several times and a little different iterations every year, is the chance to just to talk to people about their lives. They find out about our lives. We talk about what's going on at the station. Any kind of information we have, we certainly share it. There are lots of gifts and little gifts that we have for people who do attend. And it's just a wonderful afternoon. Come about 3 in the afternoon, and about 4:30 or so, we'll dine.
A little bocce ball on the lawn, maybe?
little gondola rides around Lake Monona. Maybe I'll do it, or maybe I'll get Scott Craven to take some people around. Depends a little bit on the weather, of course. If it's bad weather or whatever, we won't be able to do that part. But regardless of the weather, we will be dining. We'll have a tent, if nothing else. But we'll be outside. We'll be dining outside. We're on the lawn, looking out. And the lake is about 100 feet from the edge of the lawn. And we'll sit on our nice stone patio and we'll do a little tours of the house. Renee's in the process of painting once again. I don't think there's ever been a year when somebody hasn't come. Something has changed every single year in our home. And, Jim, you can vouch for that.
I can vouch for that, Larry. And I admire you for your patience in accepting all of these changes. But right now, we've got to make that goal of $9,000. That's what we really need to do. We're $1,000 away. Why not make your pledge right now? If you can pledge $120, that's great. If you can't, why, we appreciate that too. But at the $120 level, we'll send you a Grilling with Beer by Lucy Saunders, along with the member benefit card, and it's an opportunity for you to recoup the amount of your investment over the next year just by going out to eat a couple times during the year and using the two-for-one meal benefit that goes along with that card. It's our way of saying thank you for the gift that you send and provide to us that enables us to provide programming to you for months to come. So it happens at 888-202-2552 or WBR.org.
And we've heard from Carrie in Fitchburg, who says, I travel for a living, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my constant companion. It's a better alternative to satellite radio. Ralph and Eunice in La Crosse, we contribute to each pledge drive. We're sending a little extra, given the poor economy. And I really we understand that the economy is not great right now, and I know it's difficult for many people to contribute. Some people have to think. You have to do a little priority listing, and think about what are the things that we need to cut back on. What are the things that we don't have to cut back on? I tell you what. I hope that Wisconsin Public Radio comes up on the right hand side of the list there for something that you can support. And I tell you what. You decide the amount, so it doesn't make any difference really to us how much you give. Whatever you can afford, any amount makes you a member of the Wisconsin Public Radio Association. So you can join Carrie and Ralph and Eunice. And Ellen in Portage loves lots of the programs. She says supporting public radio is just the right thing to do. I hope you think it's the right thing to do as well, and I hope you call in at 888-202-2552 or by going online to WPR.org.
Right now, Larry, $726 away from the goal. Six $120 calls would do it. Why not make your call among them? And you can do that at 888-202-2552 or WPR.org. Don't let us miss that. We're down to $486 now to go to make the goal.
We can make that goal with your help.
And, you know, it's independent radio. It's wonderful to have that in Wisconsin, just like you have this base of independent craft brewers who are part of their communities and supporting their communities as much as they can. And I really hope that they'll pitch in as well. A call to craft brewers. Pitch in to Wisconsin Public Radio.
And we had at least one craft brewer listening in, and he has called in with a contribution.
Thank you.
That's right.
Stephen from New Glarus called in, and I tell you what, I really appreciate his contribution. I really appreciate everyone who's called in with a contribution during this program. It's a humbling feeling to know that so many people are willing to support Wisconsin Public Radio. We have a great community of listeners here. We have a lot of fun on this program. We have many great calls. Sometimes a guest will say, you know, I don't know the answer to that. You know what? Somebody will call in and say, well, here's the answer to that particular question. Now, that didn't happen today because Lucy was not stumped at all during the whole entire program. And frankly, most of our guests aren't really stumped. We're we're blessed to have the quality of guests that we have here at Wisconsin Public Radio. We're certainly blessed to have you as listeners. And as a listener, I hope you'll think about, what can I contribute? Time's running out. Give us a call now. We've got a minute or so to go. If you want to contribute 120 or more, we'll send you a copy of Lucy's book. The number to call, 888-202-2552. Or go online to WPR.org. We're going to have to go away here in just a minute. We're down.
But one or two calls, Larry,
yeah,
is going
one
to
or
make
two
the
calls.
Goal. We're down to $126 to go to make the goal of $9,000. So thanks to those of you who've called. And if you haven't, give us a jingle.
Right now at 888-202-2552. Or go online to WPR.org. We still haven't quite got it yet, but we'll get it, I hope, with your help. Again, Lucy, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much, Larry, and thanks to Wisconsin Public Radio.
And thanks to our listeners. Keep contributing here on the Ideas Network.